Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots had not lost a game at Gillette Stadium since October of 2017, that is, until last night. Their 21-game home winning streak ended with a 23-16 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a game many Pats fans will claim their team would have won had it not been for serious mistakes in the game by game officials. To break down what happened, we're joined this morning as usual by ESPN football reporter Mike Reese, who's in the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
We're going to get to those questionable calls in a moment, Mike, but first let's focus on the Pats team. The defense and the special teams looked good again yesterday. The defense after the first half, which it didn't really play very well in, but the offense is sputtering. Quarterback Tom Brady after the game said his team may be inexperienced.
I may have certain experience doing things, but this particular team, you know, as a whole, hasn't been, you know, through different situations. So just try to work through them over the course of the whole season. And we had three big games to go, and we got to get back to winning football.
So, Mike Reese, what's going on? And is there time to turn things around, which Brady seems to suggest maybe there isn't?
Well, I do think there is time to turn it around, as last year showed us when they turned it around in late December after back-to-back losses. But in terms of what's going on, you do ask the question after back-to-back losses like this. You say, do they have enough talent on offense to get where they want to go?
All right, the Patriots defense had an interception and the special teams blocked a punt against an offense as strong as the Chiefs. That's kind of rare, but allowing 23 points in a victory has got to be a letdown.
Well, it's a little bit of a letdown. I would say, Bob, if you let up 23 points to the Chiefs at home, that's usually enough to win. The defense right now just needs to tighten up a few things, and one is giving up the big play. They gave up a 48-yard touchdown pass, and that came after last week in Houston when they gave up a couple long plays and one for a touchdown. So they need to tighten up those big plays because those quickly put points on the board for the other team.
All right, the questionable calls. Do you think the Pats would have won the game had it not been for the refs obviously blowing a couple of calls?
Yeah, they did blow a couple calls, and I think it's hard to say decisively that they would have won the game had those calls been called correctly. And, you know, overall, the Chiefs were called for more penalties in the game. I mean, the officials called them for 10 penalties that accounted for 136 yards. The Patriots were only called for 5 penalties. So those calls, they do go both ways, although the significance of the 2 blown calls hurt because they took points off the board for the Patriots.
Well, they called a receiver out of bounds near the goal line when clearly the replay showed that he did not go out of bounds, and it cost the Patriots a touchdown. They had to settle for a field goal.
They did, and after the game, the official, the referee Jerome Boger, talked about that and said the officials conferred and thought N'Keal Harry had stepped out of bounds, and it was just a mistake, and everyone has a bad day. I do think it's fair to say that the standard of officiating should be higher. That's a tough mistake to make in a game of that magnitude.
You know, it's going to happen a couple of times every season in a long season.
It is, and I think the best teams find a way to overcome that. And I would just say this, Bob. The Patriots had the ball at the Chiefs' 3-yard line with 3 plays to get it in the end zone after that missed call, and they couldn't do it. So while the officials' calls hurt the Patriots' own performance still wasn't up to its usual standard.
Is there any way the Pats can fix their offensive problems? What do they need to fix their offensive problems with only 3 games left?
I would say the running game, and that's what they ended up, you know, fixing it with last year. They just don't have something. I call them gotta have it plays. When there's a gotta have it play, the game's on the line, what do you have? Like, what can you go to that you can rely on? Last year, it ended up being the running game. Right now, outside of Tom Brady throwing to Julian Edelman, his longtime friend and the veteran receiver, they don't have much to really hang their hat on right now offensively.
You know, the Patriots are 10-3, so on paper, that looks good. But do you think other NFL teams look at them as a major threat?
Well, maybe not a major threat. I will say their history and the way they compete and the way they fight and the resolve they showed. I will say a silver lining, if you will, and Bill Belichick mentioned this after the game, was the comeback effort, you know, in the second half showed a lot of resolve that Belichick said will serve them well going forward. So they're a tough competitor. Are they the most talented team? No, not right now.
All right, so they play the Bengals next weekend. That is a must-win game for them.
A must-win game against a team that has just one win, one of the worst teams in the league, so probably a team the Patriots are pretty happy to see next on their schedule.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis here on WBUR. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.